This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, in the month of Sha'ban you start getting a whiff of the sweet aroma of Ramadan. You start getting memories, but also anticipation of the beauty of Ramadan, the beauty of its fasting, the beauty of its Quran, the beauty of its Qiyam, the beauty of its Dua, the beauty of its gatherings, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in it. In Sha'ban, Allah introduces us in His infinite wisdom to the month of Ramadan. And the month of Sha'ban acts as this introduction, this test, this sign that if you want to be ready for Ramadan, take advantage of your Sha'ban. Many of us have not been close to the Quran since last Ramadan. Many of us perhaps have not fasted since last Ramadan. Dua and dhikr was not paramount in our lives, definitely not daily, since last Ramadan. And then if you were to ask us on the first day of Ramadan to completely change course and now fast and read the Quran and make dua and do this and do that, we'll find it challenging to say the least. And so Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to take advantage, best and most advantage of Ramadan by changing course and adopting better habits before Ramadan starts. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would actually physically and visibly do more in the month of Sha'ban. And he is our model and example, alayhi salatu wassalam, to tell you that Sha'ban is the time when you gear up for what is going to come later. So if you want to exercise, you warm up before you exercise. Otherwise, you may damage your own body and not perform well. Before an event, you train or prepare for that event to be at optimal performance. If that event is important to you, and if Ramadan is the most important month of the year, and in it, it houses the best night of the year, and the best gift that Allah could give you, which is that your sins can all be forgiven. If it is that important, you cannot simply get ready for Ramadan a day before or on the first day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently fast most of Sha'ban. And they would ask him alayhi salatu wa sallam, that is your fasting most of Sha'ban, more than any other month. Why is it? Why are you doing this, ya Rasulullah? قَالَ ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. He cited two reasons. He says this is a month that people overlook, and this is a month where deeds are lifted up and taken to Allah Azza wa Jal. So I love that when my deeds are up, being taken to Him Subhanahu wa Taala, that would happen while I am fasting. So two things he had mentioned about Sha'ban. The first is that it's overlooked. And we can say that it's even overlooked till today. Because when Ramadan approaches, people are thinking about Ramadan itself, not what comes before it. They're thinking about the physical aspects of Ramadan and how they can meet their physical needs, but not the spiritual needs. So Sha'ban is still overlooked. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, I don't want to overlook it, so I'm fasting it. And also, that turfa'u al-a'malu fih, the actions are being taken to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is the annual raising and review of our deeds. So you can think about it as the closing of the year. Just like a merchant closes his accounts at the end of the year, and then he takes stocks and appraises the losses and the gains. What he has done right and what he has done wrong, so that he could learn from it, knows if he's in debt or he had made a profit. Otherwise, a business does not thrive or succeed if you don't do this, if you don't examine what you have done in the past year. And there is no better business than our own lives, because everything else will go away, but your own life is the thing that you will carry with you to Allah Azza wa Jal. So are we in the habit, like just like a merchant does, of appraising our life to say, what is it that I've gained and what is it that I've lost in the last year? Because this is going to be done to you when these deeds are being taken to Allah Azza wa Jal. So think about the last year. From Sha'ban to Sha'ban, or from Ramadan to Ramadan, what was it like? Was it a good year or not? And I'm not talking here about the dunya. I'm talking about here about what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. What is it that you've done that you can say, Alhamdulillah for this. This will stay with me when I meet Allah Azza wa Jal. I've done this much of Quran and dua and dhikr and salah. And what is it that you will say, I want to run away from? I've missed my salah. I indulged in the haram. I stayed away from Allah. And I immersed myself in what Allah hates. If that is the past year, then a person really needs to learn from it so it does not repeat. And if your year was a year that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, then praise Him for it, because it would not have happened without Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as your deeds are being taken up, you need also to think about the past year and how the next year is going to be different. And the beauty of all of this is that you begin the next year with Ramadan, with the best launch into the year, where Allah Azza wa Jal brings you the closest that you can to Him, so that you can ask and you can repent and you can rid yourself of sin and contamination, worldly contamination, and say, here I will be born anew, Ya Allah, accept me and take me and save me for the rest of the year. So Sha'ban is this introduction to Ramadan, and Ramadan cannot really be impactful unless we begin with Sha'ban. So you ask yourself how you want your next year to be, and you begin that with Ramadan. What do you want Allah to give you in it and save you from? And you begin that in Ramadan. Just like a shrewd, good business person plans for the next year, you should be more meticulous and more eager in planning for your own life than a person who loves money. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. And that trains you for Ramadan. Does that only train you physically? Because if you're not used to fasting, we're going to spend the first week or two of Ramadan just adjusting to it physically. But if you fast beforehand, you will arrive in Ramadan and you're physically ready. That physical pain will not going to impede you. But it also does something else, which is that it's beyond the physical training. It's the spiritual training that is important. Because when you find yourself in Ramadan and the first and second day distant from Allah Azza wa Jal, it's hard to bring your soul back and discipline it to sit and read the Quran. And not only sit and read, but actually be happy with what you're reading, thinking about it. Because the soul had been rebellious and the soul had been distant. So as we need to train the body, more importantly, we need to train the soul so that it is what? Humble. It has khushu', it has taqwa, it has love for Allah, it has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this takes time. So in Sha'ban as well, you are training your soul. So everything that you want to do over in Ramadan, plan for it and introduce it in Sha'ban. So fasting is one. And you can fast most of Sha'ban if you're physically able. If you're not, you could fast a few days here and there, but introduce yourself to fasting and to the rhythm of the fast and to eating less in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Sha'ban, so that you would be better off in Ramadan. But also introduce yourself to the Quran. So they, it is said that they used to call the month of Sha'ban Shahrul Qurra, the month of the people of the Quran. That when it starts, they will dedicate their time to the Quran more so than before. And so now you have to plan. When month of Sha'ban starts, and I want to be excellent at reading the Quran in Ramadan, read as much as I can, but also as I'm reading, feel close to Allah Azza wa Jal, because what I'm reading is meaningful to me. Start reading the Quran in the month of Sha'ban and plan it. Meaning after Fajr or after Asr or before Isha or after Isha. Pick the time when you're alert. Pick the time when you are ready, receptive, and say 20 minutes a day from the beginning of Sha'ban, 30 minutes a day from the beginning of Sha'ban, this will be for the Quran. And you will see the fruits of all of this when Ramadan starts. If we are disciplined and if we ask Allah for support, you will see the effect of all of this. And how closer you will be to Allah Azza wa Jal by His will, how closer you will be because you strived before Ramadan. So we say the Quran every single day. Even if you do 5 minutes, but a continuous, persistent, tenacious 5 minutes, no matter what happens, I'll read the Quran every day. And plan also with the Quran, and you could join them together in one activity or spread them throughout the day. But you also portion a time for dua and a time for dhikr. And a time, 5 minutes, where you will say, I will sit and I'll ask Allah Azza wa Jal. You could plan certain du'as from the sunnah and have them ready, written down so that you could read and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Or you could be spontaneous and ask Allah for the good of this life and the next. Just get yourself ready to be close to Allah and keep asking Him for yourself, for your children, for your spouse, for your parents, for your family, for the ummah, for the community, for anybody that you know. Ask. And as you ask, Allah will open more and more doors for you to ask. And you'll find that fulfillment of being near Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that He had heard you and He's fulfilling your requests. So the Quran and also dua and also the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Plan for it. If you're a person who's used to it, you could do it throughout the day, alhamdulillah. But if not and you forget, then a time when you sit down and you say La ilaha illallah 100 times, La ilaha subhanallah 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times, Salah upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam 10 times, 50 times, 100 times. But get yourself and your body and your soul ready for dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that when the month of Ramadan begins, you're ready bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal to rise into levels of ibadah and levels of khushu'. Because fasting and staying away from food is designed for something greater than the simple abstaining of food. It's designed to free your body of the dunya so that it'd be close to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what you want. And you want Allah Azza wa Jal to guide your heart towards taqwa. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to bring you closer to the hereafter so that you think about it more than the dunya. And you would sacrifice for it more than the dunya. And that cannot happen if we live 11 months of the year for the sake of the dunya, and 1 month only, partially, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The equation and the percentage has to shift. And it cannot shift until we truly venture into the month of Ramadan, beyond the food that we eat and beyond how many visits we have and beyond the presents that we give and receive. These things could be beautiful and permissible, but that is not the essence and the most important thing in Ramadan. It is where your heart is at and how close you are to Allah Azza wa Jal. So train your heart for taqwa, train your heart for loving Allah and fearing Him and staying away from the haram. And that is a form of ibadah that a lot of us are not aware of. You think about ibadah in all things in terms of I do this and this and that, not in terms of I do not. But in fact, staying away from the haram is a great form of ibadah. وَاتَّقِي الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدُ النَّاسِ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ. He says, and leave away sin and avoid them, you'll be the best of the worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal. So looking at the haram and listening to the haram and being around the haram, people who are eating it and drinking it and talking about it, being around those who upset Allah Azza wa Jal, and yet you say, well, I'm not engaging. No, by the simple fact of you being present in that area, you're a partner in that act. You have to distance yourself from it and distance your eyes from seeing what upsets Allah as if you are fasting. And that is the beauty of fasting in Sha'ban, because you get what? You get the consciousness, the awareness that Allah is here. And that while I am fasting, I cannot say these things. I cannot look at these things. I cannot speak like that. I can't behave like this. And Allah Azza wa Jal sets you on a course, on a better course. And if Allah Azza wa Jal allows us, and we are fortunate enough to have the month of Sha'ban as it should be, and then the month of Ramadan as it should be, better than even the previous Ramadan, then there are greater chances, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, that the gains that we have in them will continue to live beyond those 2 months. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to be of the fortunate and the accepted in the month of Sha'ban, and the fortunate and the accepted in the month of Ramadan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum fastaghfiru. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Are the virtues of the month of Sha'ban as well is the night of the middle of Sha'ban, where he said عليه الصلاة والسلام يطلع الله إلى جميع خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن. He says Allah looks at all of His creation on the night of the middle of Sha'ban, and He forgives them all, except one who has shirk, and one who has hatred and enmity in their heart against their brother. So that is a night also to wait for, and a night to get ready for, and a night that tells you that Sha'ban is a pivotal time in the year, getting you ready again for Ramadan. So here, on that night, Allah Azza wa Jal will look at you and look at me. And Allah will say, He's forgiven, but for the other, He's not. And the thing that stops that forgiveness are 2 things. How you are with Allah Azza wa Jal and how you are with His creation. So if your relationship with Allah has shirk, that blocks forgiveness. If you call on other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then that is shirk. If you put on strings or crystals and you think that they will protect you from envy, from harm, then that is shirk in Allah Azza wa Jal. If you believe in bad omens, that is shirk in Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you cleanse your heart of shirk, that is really a heart that is only attached to Allah and only hopes from Him and only fears Him. Nothing in the dunya matters except what Allah destines. Even, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is a hadith that should strengthen tawheed in your heart. He says that even if all humanity gathers to benefit you with something, they will not be able to do that unless Allah has written that for you. And even if all of them, all people gather to harm you, they'll not be able to do so unless it is for something that Allah had written against you. So no one has power. لا حول ولا قوة. No one has power except Allah Azza wa Jal. So your relationship with Allah matters. And when you clean it, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. But you have to take care of your relationship with people. And for that, you have to clean your heart. No shahna in it. No hatred. No ill will. You don't wish anybody harm. Innocent person. You don't wish them harm. Just simply because of jealousy. Just simply because of an argument that you had with them. Because they took something from you. Forgive to be forgiven. Reconcile to be forgiven. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, if you say, that is beyond my heart at this moment. I cannot forgive them. I cannot reconcile with them. They were this and that. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for that. Ask Him to reconcile your heart and theirs, to cleanse your heart and cleanse their heart. And Allah Azza wa Jal can do so. But at least make the effort and make that dua and reach out. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves for His servants to love each other. So don't make a past argument, a stupid mistake, a stupid ill feeling prevent you from receiving the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last thing, inshaAllah, that I want to mention is also getting ready for sadaqah. By doing it from and in the month of Sha'ban, for it to be excellent in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ was very generous in the month of Ramadan. But that generosity needs to start also in Sha'ban as well. And you all know very well the disaster that had stricken our brothers and our sisters. That earthquake that had devastated the lives of so many. And this is not behind us. The suffering continues. The need grows. And we need to continue to support. And two things, inshallah, we need to learn from this, among many. But to emphasize two things for today. One is that when you see that devastation, you should also remember the devastation of the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. That the earthquake on the Day of Judgment is something that is tremendous. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, He says, when you will see it, تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارًا وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارًا وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah says that every nursing mother will forget about her child. Can you imagine the magnitude of fear and devastation at that time? Every nursing mother will forget about her child. Every pregnant woman will deliver her child. And you will see people as if they are drunk, but they are not drunk. What is happening is that the punishment of Allah is severe. So when you see this, you remember the Day of Judgment. And also you remember that in a blink of an eye, in a second, all that we have in the dunya could evaporate. Right? Or our loved ones could be gone. What stays with you? Subhanallah, if someone is trapped under the debris, what stays with you? Allah Azza wa Jal. And the name of Allah and the Quran that you've memorized. No money will help. There's no food, nothing around except Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is when you're in a tight spot like that, you discover what is important. And your money is not, and your title is not, and your mansion is not, and your car is not. All that could go away. But when you emerge from it, you say, Alhamdulillah, and you remember that it is the power of Allah Azza wa Jal that kept you alive and saved you. So remember that. And remember also, sadaqah. Sadaqah. If you want Allah Azza wa Jal to save you from hardship in the dunya and hardship in the akhirah, sadaqah. If you want Allah Azza wa Jal to come to your aid when you call on Him, when you say, I'm making dua and I'm not hearing anything back, my problem is not being solved, is it ask yourself, have you given sadaqah to help others? Have you done something to help others? So if you have a problem, sadaqah. And when you see them in suffering like that, remember that this money belongs ultimately to Allah Azza wa Jal. So give what you can and don't forget about them, and let the month of Sha'ban be a beginning بإذن الله عز وجل. It doesn't matter. And the beauty of Islam, the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of the Sunnah is that it does not matter what you've done in your past. It does not matter how much you've lost. It does not matter how ugly it may have been. What matters is that every single day and every Ramadan and every Sha'ban is an opportunity to be a new person. Forget about the whispers of the shaitan and the constraints of the past. You could be a much better person if you ask Allah and then decide for it. So we ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, Ya Allah, allow us to take full advantage of the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan. Allow us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to fast in the month of Sha'ban and make that easy for us. Allow us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to resume reading of the Quran and make us of those of who are people of the Quran in the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan. Allow us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to call on you often in the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan and accept our dua, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who remember you often in Sha'ban and in the month of Ramadan, and make us mufhim al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa al-dhakirat. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us of the people of sadaqah, and make us of those who rush to help and aid their brothers and sisters who are suffering. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to ease the suffering of our brothers and sisters who have suffered in the last earthquake. Ya Allah, accept the dead among the martyrs, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, relieve the suffering of those who are suffering. Ya Allah, relieve the suffering of those who were orphaned and widowed. Ya Allah, Rabbil Alameen, grant them mercy from you and rahmah from you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Rabbil Alameen, we ask you that you transform us from the inside on the outside. Fill our heart with iman. Fill our heart with taqwa. Fill our heart with love for your love and the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of what you love, and make us hate what you hate, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant us yaqeen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us comfort and tuma'neena, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, if we are going through any hardship, we ask you that you aid us and relieve us of all hardship, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, pay off our debts, heal our sick. Ya Allah, guide us after we have been misguided and open our hearts to Islam and repentance. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulubi, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم إنا نسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، وأقم الصلاة.